I went right cattering across that field.
How?
Cattering.
Cattering, okay.
Because, see, you're going cattering across. Now, if you go here, you see you went straight across.
Right, okay, very good, cattering. All right, pretend these two are streets now. That's a street there, and that's a street there.
That's right.
And there's a house here, and there's a house over there. Would you use the same way of saying going across there instead of going across here and then across? Or would you have another way of saying go across there?
Well, it'd be going to have it. To the traffic, but I just go right straight across.
Yeah, if there were no traffic and it
That's
was safe.
Right.
Yeah, and you don't have a way of indicating that you went diagonally across there. Would you use
cattering
that word? Would you use cattering there too?
Yeah, I'd go right cattering across.
Okay. All right. Well, we about talked through most of that stuff. Would you want to tell me a little bit about let's see. I've asked you most about your family. Well, I really haven't. Tell me about how many children you have. I haven't asked you that.
Five?
Yeah.
Well, it was five. One of them passed away. The oldest boy passed away.
Oh, I see.
But there's four of them still live.
Yeah. And
the oldest girl is 62 years old.
I see. And do you have how many grandchildren?
20 grandchildren.
Very good. No great-grandchildren.
33 great-grandchildren.
33 great-grandchildren.
That's right.
Fantastic.
And it ain't but for about Christmas, they tell me there'll be another generation starting.
You will be a great-great-grandfather.
There's one time in my life while Grandma was living, we had the fifth generation. Got a picture of the fifth generation.
Yeah.
Well, if I live, so sometime next Christmas while we'll get the fifth generation again.
And get us more pictures then.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty fine. All right. Okay, would you like to reminisce for just a little bit about the hog killing business? I asked you about that on the phone, you know?
Yeah.
Did you do it yourself? Did you ever help with hog killing?
Oh,
no, they don't do it anymore.
Did I?
Yeah.
Do
they do it anymore around here now?
Oh,
yeah.
No. It's got to where...
Yeah, they do. Kill their own hogs.
Yeah, some of them do, but not as a general. Because the winters have got to where you can't save your meat. Back in my young days, when it turned cold, you could kill your hogs, saw them down, and pack the meat up in the smokehouse because that'd be right down on the ground. Of course, it was pine tops. Mm. That's what we put under.
How'd you kill the hogs?
Not in the head with an axe.
Yeah? Well, you had to be pretty careful. You'd just make them mad or hurt them or something, wouldn't you?
Whenever you hit one with an axe, he was a dead duck. And then you stuck him in the throat. You had to bleed him, you know, to get the blood out.
Yeah, somebody was telling me about that. They said if you didn't do that, you couldn't eat the meat. Is that right?
You want to bleed him good.
Uh-huh. And then?
Huh?
And then what?
Then you'd put him in a barrel of water, which the barrel was sitting in the ground. It's kind of in this shape, you know, with the water in there. And you'd chug him down there, take him by the
hot
leg, and you'd turn him over.
Hot water?
Yeah, had to have hot water.
Well, how'd you get it hot down in the ground?
Well, you hit the water and put it in there.
Oh, I see.
You put the water in a wash pot. Maybe if you didn't have two wash pots, you'd go over and get your neighbor's wash pot.
I see.
And so you'd have two pots to have water in. Mm-hmm. So you'd have plenty of water. And when you got your barrel fixed, you'd dip it out of the pot and put it in the barrel. And then when you drug the hog up at the barrel, you'd always put his head in first. And then screen the hair off his head and way back on him, you know, and then you'd stick his other end in, scald that, and slip the hair off.
Now, had he already been, the guts had already been taken out?
No, you would have left.
Okay.
He actually got him cleaned, all the hair off of him, scraped, washed down and everything.
Then you
take the chitlins out.
Mm.
Then you put the chitlins on the table, and Mama or some of them got the fat off of them.